This is MSO Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. And coach, welcome back. A successful weekend.
Yeah, Rich, thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about the ebb and flow of your game. I followed it along, I think it was on Twitter, or wherever I followed it. I followed it on over the weekend, and your game was Shrewsbury seemed like a really tight game that you guys were able to pull out. Tell me a little bit about the ebb and flow of that game.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. We held a 1-0 lead briefly in the first period, came out, played pretty well, got a power play, actually got two. The first one we didn't score on, the second one we were able to convert, had all the momentum, and then a couple power plays went the other way. It just kind of one of those games that went back and forth, and Shrewsbury was able to tie it 1-1 after one, and that's where we stood going into the second. And then kind of more of the same in the second. It was 2-2 after two. Third period, really 17 critical minutes on the road. You know, you win a period, win a hockey game. So, you know, we had really good focus, and I thought the bench was great support-wise. And kids just stuck with it. And with seven and change left, we scored. And then we were able to hold on to that lead and get an empty netter late. And just kind of goes towards the character building of the team where you're learning how to win and you're able to hold on and get a really valuable 2 points.
Well, it's not only character building, but as we've discussed, as you have mentioned, it's the idea of getting the team to work as a unit. So tell me in terms of where you are now, not quite halfway through the season, but how is the team gelling you know, in terms of your vision, what you want the team to be, or at least how you see the lines and the defensive pairings and so on?
Yeah, no, I mean, going into Shrewsbury game on Saturday, I felt pretty good about where the team was at just based on the practice that we had. And I had a kind of just a good feeling about that one, that we would do well. And I thought the special teams have been improving and noticeably in practice. And that's a big part of every team's success is, you know, it's difficult 5-on-5 to score. And a lot of damage is done on special teams. And I can kind of reflect back on some of our games this year. Losing to Pope Francis, we gave up 2 power play goals. And losing to Reading, we gave up 2 power play goals. So, I mean, that's where you win or lose games. So we've been trying to focus a lot on special teams. And on Saturday, our penalty kill was much better. We scored 2 power play goals.
Tell me about what happens in practice, Coach, when you work on either special teams or 5-on-5 or drills or whatever. But kids who are your captains or your leaders during the game, is that also reflected in practice, or should I ask it the other way around? Kids who are your leaders in practice, are they also the leaders during games?
Yeah, I mean, the same kids tend to stand out in terms of leadership, but what you do see through the course of the year is some of those guys that might have been a little bit quieter or newer or greener start to develop more and become more a part of the team. You can see it through their performance. You can see it in the locker room through their socializing. You see it. The team changes a lot during the year, and that's, you know, when I talked before about our team and our success, a lot of times in the beginning, as I've said a million times, it's really difficult because it's a new group of kids kind of being, you know, meshed together really quickly, and then you get into a real difficult schedule. So oftentimes we don't really know what we have until January, and we tend to be a better team the deeper into the season that we get, and I see that happening with this team. By no means are we where we need to be, but we're kind of working 1% every day towards getting there.
I like that. Where have you seen the progress, Coach, the most, offense, defense, or special teams?
I mean, it's really a combination of everything. I think the team 5-on-5, the lines have been just kind of generating more offense. The special teams are clearly improving. Statistically, that's obvious. When you're scoring 2 power play goals and 4 chances and you're not giving any up. So I'm seeing improvements from the goal out, and that's what we wanted, you know, that's what we aim for throughout the course of the year. And, you know, having been involved in so many playoff games and critical games late in seasons and over the, you know, the several years that we've been here. We know kind of the little things that we build towards now help us be better then.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know with this weather, the ice must be pretty good for the kids on the ice skating out there. It's got to be good sheets of ice everywhere you go. But you're in the middle of a 4 or 5 game road trip here. Does that have any effect, Coach, in terms of coaching or a kid's play? I mean, a rink is a rink, but still, you have to get in the bus on a cold night.
No, it makes a difference. I actually looked forward on Saturday to getting on the road because I thought we might have better focus getting away from the comfort zone. And you know, I feel that same way again tomorrow about a road trip, and even Sunday, to Canton.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes getting on the bus, your focus just starts a little bit earlier, your routine starts a little bit earlier, and you're just kind of more ready to go when the game starts. So, not that I want to play all the games on the road, but there is a benefit to some bus trips.
Christian, do you have, I don't want anything specific, but as a coach, having done this at many levels for so long, privates, public schools, and so on, with so many kids that you've nurtured, do you have certain things that, I know when I was teaching, I had certain sayings and certain little quips that I could use, but they got stale after 38 years. Do you have stuff like that you have to kind of recycle or bring up some new things?
Every year we try to have a different theme, and it's really based on what the identity of the team is. So each group is different. You know, we don't want to really reuse too many things because a lot of times I'll have kids that have been here on the team up to 4 years, because some of these guys make it as a freshman. So you really need to try to do something different every year with your approach and find what works for each group. Because the same, you know, if you have the same kids for 4 years, they don't want to hear it. They just tune it out at some point. They tune it out anyway because they're high school kids, and you're just trying to, you know, you're trying to get them to absorb a certain percentage of what you're saying. And you know, so to do that, you try to be a little bit creative and try different techniques, and some work and some don't. And like you said, I've been doing it a long time. I was talking to someone the other day. This is my 27th year coaching high school. I started right when I graduated college. So pretty amazing that I've been around these kids for that long.
It is. And you make a really valid point, because you can pull something out of the old bag of tricks for a freshman, but if you've got that kid 3 years later, he doesn't want to hear it again. So that's a great point. Okay, Coach, tell me about good old Catholic Memorial. What are you looking for?
Yeah, I mean, they're ranked ahead of us right now in the power rankings for the state. Obviously, they're good every year. They're a rival for us, and you know, it's on the road. It's at Warrior Center, which is a great place to play for the kids. That's the Bruins practice facility, so the kids will be excited to play there. You know, they're a little younger this year than they have been, but they're really skilled, and it's going to be a tough challenge. If you look at their scores and our scores against common opponents, they're actually quite similar, so I expect it to be a very close game. And we are dealing with a little bit of illness on our team and injury right now, so the little shuffle to the lineup, and hopefully it doesn't impact us too much tomorrow.
Hey, Coach, thanks for another great interview. I appreciate it. Good luck this week, and I'll talk to you next week.
Rick, thank you very much.
Thank you, Coach. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
That is Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.